So I really just wanted to know, how pissed off is Smokey the Bear right now, do you think?
I think he's dead.
He doesn't feel anything because he's dead.
Are you able to be pissed post, was it posthumously, posthumously?
I think Smokey the Bear's ghost would be haunting California's forests
You know
from
how they
now
say,
on.
like, they're turning in their grave right now. I'm like, I don't get how that means they're aggravated. Like, I would turn in my grave regularly just for comfort.
I gotta switch it up. I've been on my back for the past 50 years. I gotta
You know
throw
what
it
though?
over.
What he should be pissed about is his absolute failure of us. He has disappointed Californians. He has let us down, brother. All that talking bullshit, and we're all on fire.
He kept saying all through these years, only you can prevent forest fires. And he's like, no, seriously, don't throw a gender reveal bomb in dry brush.
Yeah, dude, what's that kid's name? The only thing that kid could be named now is like Damien, right? Like, what's left for that kid? You burned us down, dude. In our weakest moment, you really fucking kicked us. God damn it, I'm not supposed to fucking cuss 5 minutes. God, shit, start the music. Get me out of this.
Total Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are gonna be mine.
Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Hello and welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick-in-your-face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a five-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. Then if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise and shout out whatever you want us by just dropping a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And proceeds such as that allow us to put up billboards on the freeway. Did you get a chance to see our billboard?
I did a chance to. Unfortunately, the jackass took my family vehicle last week. I don't know if they listened to the last episode, but I'm not doing a lot of traveling these days.
Makes a lot of sense, but we were able to put up a billboard, one of those digital billboards. So we're looking forward to disrupting traffic all
Is
over
it,
the country.
Did we hint at like a strip club tease? Like, come over here, and it's me on a pole. Like, come spelt correctly. I was gonna say wrong, but you know, there's only one way to spell come, right?
I'm not sure that'll get approved, but it's worth giving it a shot. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who just finished doing a wellness check on Clipper Daryl Motion. How you doing,
Clipper
man?
Daryl?
Clipper Daryl, you know, well, you just did a wellness check on him. You should know who he is.
Yeah, well, I mean, as
Clipper
with
Daryl.
most trabajos, I just checked done.
He's there. Clipper Daryl is the number one Los Angeles Clippers fan.
Oh, the super fan.
The super fan of the Los Angeles Clippers. He goes by the name of Clipper Daryl. He wears like this tailor-made red and blue suit and attends all Clipper games. And if you're not into sports, we were like eeny meeny so close to going to the Western Finals, and they choked a
well,
3-1
this?
series lead.
Let me provide a plot twist. Maybe the Clippers choked because they're playing in the bubble and Clipper Daryl wasn't there.
Oh,
what if
well
Game
done.
7 was at home? Los Angeles, the Clippers, and Clipper Daryl was there just putting the fucking fire in the team, bro. The energy. There's no way we could have lost to Papa Jaka Laka Vaka Jovic, the guy we fucking, the guy from Denver.
I think that's good
sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What happens when you don't have those super fans there? You know, like the Seattle Seahawks, the 12th man.
Well, how important is home field advantage? I know football is super important because traveling and the experience of playing football is like hurtful, and then you're traveling 3 days. But like the playing basketball in the bubble has created this weird like setup where like not so great teams have floated to the top because of they're exploiting these little gaps, these little cracks in the game. But home field advantage is the sixth man, right? What if Clipper Darryl? Clipper Darryl could have made the fucking change, dude. You know what? I better really go back and do the check on him because he's probably just hanging there.
Probably. Hanging. Yeah. Someone's got to check on Clipper Darryl for sure.
Someone should, and it's not me.
Yeah. How else is the week been? Everything's kosher, I suppose?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Same old. Yeah,
did you get a chance to go to McDonald's?
I'm sure we went to McDonald's with the, yeah. Why was there, should I have, was Ronald? What?
Ronald was not in attendance, but if you were lucky enough and you were there for a limited time only, you would have been able to cop a Travis Scott meal.
Who are they?
Exactly the problem with the Travis Scott meal. So for those who don't know, Travis Scott is a rapper. And he has partnered with McDonald's. Yeah, one guy.
He must be really white with those two first names.
Yep. He has a Travis Scott meal and no one is happy about it. For $6, customers can go and get a go-to order at the fast food chain. You get a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, lettuce, and medium fries, including barbecue sauce. You don't have to pay separately. And a Sprite.
I'm looking this cat up. And now that I see him.
It is all the craze. According to an article in GQ, some employees have had to ask who the fuck Travis Scott is and what the collaboration is all about. And McDonald's doesn't really have a good answer other than the fact that they need to jumpstart sales because of coronavirus.
Yeah, so here's... Oh, okay. So, first of all, Travis Scott, Lil Dicky is a blacker name. I thought Travis Scott was two white guys. Turns out he's one black dude. And I don't know if you know, do you know the comedian Tom Segura?
Tom Segura, sounds familiar.
Okay, he's all over Netflix or whatever, but he has a comedian wife and they have a podcast.
Sweet.
And their podcast is called Go Fucking Look It Up, because I'm not here to promote other podcasts. But anyways, their podcast is a little raunchier than ours, but you know.
Wow, that says a lot.
But they got sponsored by McDonald's and then McDonald's listened to a podcast and immediately dropped it. And they like spent some of the money, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know anything about Travis Scott, but I'm assuming that he doesn't have the cleanest, squeaky fucking record or set of lyrics, or just the fact that he tried to trick me into thinking it was two white boys, I don't know if I trust him.
Yeah, yeah. And that's kind of the general sentiment of this collaboration with McDonald's is kind of like, what the fuck? And it just kind of just begs the question of like, what? Why? You know,
it's because we live in this Instagram generation, dude, of you know, plugs and endorsements, sponsorships. But how about this, McDonald's? Are you really going to limit the free sauce to his meal? If I order a meal and I want a sauce, you're going to say no to me in this era? Really?
You just upgrade it to the Travis Scott meal and you get yourself a free barbecue sauce.
That's what I'm. So if I order a quarter pounder and I want to get an extra sauce.
A Royale with cheese.
A Royale with cheese. You know why they call it a Royale with cheese?
Why do they call it a Royale with cheese?
They knew Quentin Tarantino was going to come out with the movie and he needed 20 fucking minutes of dialogue. I just made that up right now. That was good, huh?
But you're accurate.
No, but like, so, like, really? You're going to tell me no? How come Travis Scott gets a sauce? Yeah, I can't get a sauce?
Well, they got to cut back on the sauce because, you know, unlike Happy Meals, where you get a toy. There's no toy here, but there is an opportunity to buy Travis Scott exclusive merch, like a $90 chicken nugget pillow.
All right. This is outrageous. Huh? We have lost our fucking minds.
That's what we're talking about. Well, you know, in case you had enough of Earth, you're like, you know what? I need some options. We got to get the fuck out of here. I can't deal with this McDonald's shit.
You read my mind.
You're looking at a possibility of Venus. Have you heard that there's possibly some alien life on Venus?
Wait, all right. I'm confused. Is Venus is where women are from Venus, right?
Women are from Venus.
Okay. All right. No, tell me more. Tell me more.
I'm intrigued. Continue.
It rhymes too much with penis for me to... It fucks me up.
It threw me off a little bit. I can see that. Yeah, I can see it happening.
I'm just uber confused tonight, guys. I don't even really know what we're doing. Are my headphones on right?
So Venus is the second planet from the sun. So it's Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars.
Wait, no. Mars is the fourth?
Yeah, Mars is number four. We're the third rock from the sun, like the television show.
I thought Mars was hot and red, though.
No, it's cold.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so Venus, second planet from All right.
Venus is hot. Hot stuff.
All right.
But as they were looking at Venus for other studies, they found that there is a high amount of phosphine on Venus that cannot be explained through any known process.
What was that, phosphine?
Phosphine. So there's ways to make phosphine or phosphine industrially, but normally it's a natural process. So on Earth, phosphine is one of the most foul-smelling gases. It has the odor of rotting fish, and while you can make it industrially, it can be mostly created through anaerobic organisms, including bacteria and microbes. Did you get that?
Yeah, I'm jotting it down right now, actually.
Okay, cool.
But you fucked me up at rotting fish.
Oh, good. The Cliff Note version is that
dirty women are from Venus. That's the Cliff Note version, right?
There is dirtiness. So it smells like shit. And there's an unbelievable amount of scent of shit in the air of Venus that normally should be burned up, but it's so prevalent. They're like, well, that's a lot of shit in the air. It makes them believe, oh, well, if there's shit, it's because something is shitting that much.
Oh.
So where there is shit, there is life.
I get that. That makes sense. But yes. Here in the Inland Empire, we call that Ontario. Or Chino.
Yeah, just near the dairy farms, really, yeah.
But is it really that if it smells like shit, someone must be shitting?
That's kind of what they're saying, because if this is this I don't know, element, molecule, structure, uh-huh. I can't find the right
whatever
there.
It is, yeah.
Phosphine.
Not important, that's what it is.
Yes, phosphine is created in a way that, like I said, naturally processed. And Venus is so hot that phosphine should be burning up in the atmosphere. But because it's so prevalent and not burning up in the atmosphere as it should, the quantity of it leads scientists to believe that this may be an indication of potential life on Venus.
Are scientists that fucking bored? First of all, the fact that it should be burned off and it's not, that means someone is doubling down on their dookie there on Venus. But have scientists relinquished looking for life and just looking for, like, the scent of dead life or waste or excrement? Like, dude, I don't know. I'm getting the bullshit that scientists are coming up with nowadays. It's just like, they're like, look, we haven't found life, but we found out it smells like shit. Give me my money back. Give my fucking money back, dude. Like,
well, it's not little green men. It's not flying saucers.
I get that. I'm cool with that. But like, is there a building? Like, we got to assume, you know, I was listening to this podcast today and they were just talking about how, like, this naval pilot thought he saw a UFO that went from, like, 60,000 feet to 1 foot. Those of you right. who know, the story sounds familiar, And the naval pilot was quoted as saying, like, I want to fly that. And scientists across the world were like, this is how stupid you are. That is probably not flown by, like, a being, you know? Like, that could be either its own being or remote control, not remote control, actually, but like RC reconnaissance, like,
right.
Like the fact that we're so limited to our thoughts and our ideas. I always use the example of like the mechanical horse. Before the car, someone drew up a mechanical, like, this is how we're going to ride without horses. You made a horse just like, we can't even absolve the idea that life might not be the shape or we might not recognize it.
Right.
And for scientists to go to like, to tell us like, hey, that planet smells like shit. We should investigate. First of all, why is it 2020? You just found out it smells like shit. COVID's out there. Like, work on that. Second of all, like, I need more than shit smell for evidence, guys. How much money are we giving these fuck faces?
Lots of money.
Too much.
Like, so here's where the background of the research comes from, is that they're looking towards how they can discover life potentially in other planets, exoplanets. Such as the moons of Saturn are thinking to be high up there in potential. And they're examining ways that there could alternatively be life. If there could be life in deep sea situations, as well as high elevation situations up in the clouds, the atmospheres. And while trying to determine what traces of life could be found within those environments, they applied that technology to Venus, since it's our next door neighbor, and made this discovery.
Now, follow me. I don't know if this was an original thought or one implanted by my brain by a racist teacher. No. I thought we were looking for life in other planets in the idea or the not inspiration, but motivation that one day we could live there if we should need to. Like, I thought we were looking for life. I thought we were looking for water, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon. I thought we were looking for elements that we would need to be able to exist on another planet should something happen to this one.
Right.
I thought that was our motivation.
You're right. That's definitely part of the motivation. The other motivation is like studying history. So if you can identify infancy microbes and organisms like that, yeah, if you can understand how life came to be, exactly, then we can understand how we came to be a little bit more under, a little bit better.
But what I think these fuck faces have done, I think this was just like a couple high up but not graduated college students. Like, let's compete and find out who finds the stinkiest planet.
And then
our media is so, like, lackluster. It's going to be
Uranus.
Oh, not... Whoa, wait, hold on.
That's got to be the smelliest planet, right?
Was there a space?
It's in the name.
Is it Uranus or Uranus? Because either one smells disgusting.
I'm not going to know until we get in there and find out. Just get up in there.
I was trying to think of a fun game that you and I could play. All right, if you were a planet, what would your planet name be? Nah, that's not even fun. Don't even entertain it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, don't encourage me.
Okay. another topic that made a lot of the news this week was definitely in the vein of shock and kind of what? And okay, I guess I understand. And that is the settlement of Breonna Taylor's situation with the Louisville Police Department. So Louisville agrees to pay Breonna Taylor's family $12 million and enact police reforms in this historic settlement. From what we understand, there has never been a payout this high before in regards to...
In Louisville.
Police fucking up.
In Louisville.
In Louisville.
Yeah, this is Louisville Records. The previous settlement was $8 million for somebody who survived but did 9 years prison time for a cop who perjured himself. So he had to do 9 years in prison. The case was false, and they settled $8 million. So I thought that the family was going to get – I was projecting like $20 million because she's no longer here.
Right.
You know? The response from – you know what it is, dude? It's just that – the conservative side of the country, whether it's moderate conservative or extreme conservative, they don't surprise me. I know what you believe. I know what you're going to say before you speak. Whether you're a racist conservative or a fiscal conservative, whether you're a religious conservative or a social conservative, I already know your stance. But the reactions to some of these stories from the opposite side have absolutely took me for a loop. Like, I don't understand the liberal aspect of our country anymore. I think that I don't know if it's my fault or if it's their fault or if I'm not following enough. I don't know if it's the echo chambers. You know, I really don't know. But the fact that there were so many liberal responses that were just negative about this.
What kind of responses were you seeing?
I was seeing things like to the tune of that the money like that they sold out, essentially, I guess. Can I say it? Like that the family sold out, like how could you take money before this has been resolved, blah blah blah. First of all, this is part of the resolution, and I mean would you agree with me that sentiment did kind of bubble up in certain areas, or am I off base?
Oh no, that was my initial reaction.
Oh, that was your reaction as well?
Yeah, my initial reaction was like, oh, they settled. Like, oh my God, they settled. I thought they were going to go, like, keep moving until there was, you know, people filing charges and stuff of that nature. And
well, this is civil, though. They're still criminal.
Right, right.
So, I don't... I mean, I don't, like, a settlement is supposed to happen. Like, that's...
I guess. I mean, it's a civil settlement in regards to wrongful death.
Yeah.
Now, if the cops genuinely believe that they weren't wrong, then there shouldn't be a wrongful death, and I would think that they would fight it.
Well, that's the gamble, right? And if the family genuinely believes that she was worth this, you know, extravagant amount of money, they would fight it.
Right.
So what they do is kind of meet in the middle, where it's like, you know, would Brianna had made $12 million,
right?
And then the cops don't really have to admit guilt, especially in a civil suit. There's still, well, I mean, I hope there'll be criminal charges. This isn't the type. So you can be in a criminal case where the judge can write you off and you're no longer available for civil cases. Like, you're so innocent, they're not allowed to sue you. But it doesn't work vice versa. You cannot do a civil case that will neglect or defect or, you know, expunge a criminal case. So them accepting this and then it being tied to actual policy change is kind of a big deal. Now, here's the thing. Who enforces... Well, let's talk about the bipartisanship first. How did you feel? What, like, you said that you felt like they kind of jumped the gun on the settlement. You felt a little bit robbed. What?
I needed to understand it better. So, like you said, there's the civil suit, there's the criminal suit, there's the money, there's the police reforms. There was a lot at play. And if someone is just going to read a headline and react to the headline, then you're not doing your due diligence as a consumer of information. So my initial reaction was, oh shit, they sold out. They took the money. They're going to say that's the end of it and we're done here. So my initial thought was like, oh shit, that's what they're doing. That's kind of fucked up. But I said, let's continue on. Let's read into the information. Let's see what all the variables are in play. And that's when I learned about the police reforms, and those include the city agreeing to establish a housing credit program as an incentive for officers to live in the areas they serve. We've discussed that numerous times. Not exactly what we want, but it's in the right direction. Use social workers to provide support on certain police runs, and require commanders to review and approve search warrants before seeking judicial approval, among other changes. So, I mean, those are things in the right direction. And as far as the civil suit, criminal suit, the FBI is still investigating the criminal charges aspect of it. So it's not over. Like you said, it's just one step in this more expansive process. And, you know, it's not fair to say, oh, Brianna's worth $12 million, that's it.
Exactly.
It's not fair to do that, and I think it's best to take a step back and, again, take in all the variables of the situation. And with that said, I'm looking forward to how the criminal charges are pursued. I'm looking forward to how these police reforms are put into place and held. And I'm looking forward to hoping that the money is done good things.
That case, I mean, you know, not unlike any other case, but this case in particular is so complicated.
Yeah.
There's so many layers to where the fuck-ups fell through the cracks. And I mean, honestly, they all lay in responsibility with the police department, you know, but
yeah,
it is insane how And you know what? And I hate to say it this way because somebody, you know, wonderful did pass away, but how beautiful the timing is in this era of demanding reconstruction, expecting higher quality service, and the avail of information around every passing second, you know, not just before and after.
Right.
That something like this falls through the cracks so much to the point where someone loses their life, to show that, you know what, it's not one crooked officer with a knee on the back of someone's neck. It's not one pissed off corner cop in New York mad that someone's selling cigarettes. It's what I've been saying, that the institution as a whole is fucked up.
Right.
Right? Like the fact that, you know, it could be a clerical error and someone's going to die for it. Like,
yeah,
as a whole. Our police departments are that whole setup is just, and you know, it really upsets me on the conservative side for people to say, like, to act like all you have to do is not do wrong and you won't be bothered. Breonna Taylor.
Yeah. She was asleep. She was asleep.
Like, what are you talking about? Like, we all know that that's not true. Like, expand your friends, find out, you know, make a better circle, not a bigger circle, but a better one.
Yeah,
but I mean, I don't know. The commander is having to verify warrants. Who the fuck is writing warrants? Like, I thought it would be burdensome for a commander to write to check every warrant. But then I'm like, who has the power to request warrants? I know a judge has to grant it, but like, can any fucking sergeant request a warrant?
I think, like, it's just a matter of adding another layer of accountability for, you know, a commander to say, yes, I reviewed this, put my name on it. So it's another person to be held responsible in the event shit goes sideways.
Here's the other thing. The what was the first policy reform that you said?
A housing credit program.
Housing credit, thank you.
As an incentive for officers to live in the areas that they serve.
We can't do that and defund the police. Right? Like,
expand.
We got to pay money for these housing credits for cops to live in areas that patrol. So this is one of those things that, like, and I would almost like for a new position to be created, an elected position of somebody who verifies warrants.
Yeah.
And guess what? When something like this gets happened, you don't get reelected. Hopefully you don't. Hopefully. You know, like, somebody with more accountability. There's a huge problem in this country with an access to power and no responsibility or accountability. Our politicians have access to power, but they don't have to go to jail when they fuck up or when they do something illegal. That whole Enron shit, how come nobody went to jail? The whole subprime mortgage shit, how come no politicians went to jail? They had this, and police now, unfortunately, they're the lowest on the totem pole. They have had generations of access to power with no accountability. And now, because of cameras and you know, social media, we're holding them accountable, and they're having obviously a troublesome time adjusting to this.
Right.
But our government has left them out to dry. But in actuality, yeah, this is just part of the template of people with power not having accountability. That's all it is, dude. All these frustrations, all these riots in the streets, all it is that, like, if I'm being held to this to the standard, you should be too. That's what all the Black Lives Matters, you know, that's what all the violence is in the streets. All it is just, like, it's a call for equality.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that brings us into a great segue to our next topic. Unfortunately, again, regarding the police, but I keep feeling like I have a need to apologize for these police stories week after week. But it's so integral. I think, like you said, they're the cameras, the social media, the accountability piece. We're contributing to that as well by keeping the pressure on. And I think we provide valid perspectives when those valid perspectives are needed. And I think a really good example of that is the shooting that just occurred in Compton, here in Compton, California, where we had an unknown person. Ambush two deputies, sheriff deputies, sitting in their patrol car at a metro station in Compton. Dude comes out of nowhere, walks up to the passenger side front window, and just starts unloading. As soon as he does his deed, he takes off running and has not been seen or heard from since. Now, here's where I want to go through the timeline, and then we're going to dissect. So since then, the two officers were taken to a hospital. They're expected to make it through. Clearly had some injuries, but they're going to be okay. The sheriff, the top sheriff, Alex Villanueva, he reported that on Twitter that there was the protesters showing up to the hospital to protest and were heard chanting, "We hope they die," while blocking hospital entrances. So sending out a tweet like that, you anticipate reading that as a headline. Oh, there was numerous people protesting and taking part in this, and it's just all bad.
Let me clarify the tweet real quick.
Yeah.
The tweet was to the people blocking the hospital entrance, chanting, "We hope they die. Please clear the way for ambulances." So it was like a jab. It was like letting us know. So I'm more interested in you continuing your story, because I don't know how true or not that is. But I read that tweet, and it was like, he didn't say there's people doing, you know, but he said to the people chanting. So I don't know that for that to be true or not, but that was the tweet that I read. Go on. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt this.
No, it's all good. And that's important for context, because there's no allusion to the amount of people that were chanting, the amount of people that were blocking. It was maybe 4 or 6 people.
Wow.
Four to six people of an incredibly small group of knuckleheads, assholes, that show up, and they're just, you know, let's say a group of 4, maybe 6, 8 at most. I wasn't there, but it was being reported.
How pathetic is it of a fucking sheriff to tweet that instead of handle it.
Yeah.
How fucking pussy are you? Instead of going down there, and you don't have to rough them up. You could put up a barricade. You could put up cops to post. There's a million ways you can handle that. How fucking weak are you to tweet misinformation?
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't misinformation. Clarify. It wasn't misinformation because
no, he it did. Is.
Well, that's the thing. It was one of
misleading
those
misleading information. How about that?
Yes, very, very true. Misleading information where he's trying to alter the narrative by saying the police were shot, they were ambushed, and now we have protesters showing up. And the term protester immediately is associated with the protests that have been ongoing and Black Lives Matter. And then that's associated to these fuckheads chanting, "We hope they die."
So let me tell you what I got. Because I didn't get.
I knew what he was doing with that.
I didn't get all those connections. This but is it, what I did get.
It does continue, but continue.
Oh, I apologize. So just where we're at. I didn't get the connection to Black Lives Matter and all that. But I did get a feeling that there's this disgusting underbelly in the city, which I grew up in now, that has turned and it's no longer where I want to be based on his tweet. That there's, I'm not a police guy, all right? Every time I've gotten in trouble, I've deserved it. I've been fair.
Sure.
But I don't want to live in a city where two people get ambushed, regardless of what they're wearing or what vehicle they're in, and people outside collectively chant, "We hope they die." Now, that's me going under the assumption that it was way more than six people.
Right.
Based on the information given to me by someone I should fucking trust.
Absolutely. So he's trying to alter the narrative. And what also was not reported accurately by the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department was the fact that they tried to apprehend either a member of this group or another member of people that were there protesting the actions of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. And protests were arrested, and a local reporter then moved in to investigate what was unfolding right before her, and she was then arrested. So the cops then said, "Oh, you know, she got too close. We told her to back up, but then she didn't, and so we arrested her. We didn't know she was a reporter. She didn't identify herself as a reporter." And then it came out, no, she said she was a reporter. She did have some type of press identification, and she did back up as ordered, but she was still arrested.
Yeah.
And the cops denied all of that as well. Then it continues on, maybe the next day, 2 days after, I don't know. It all kind of blends together. But shortly thereafter, Alex Villanueva is now making the press rounds. And while talking to a conservative radio show, AM 670, he used the shooting to frame the narrative to oppose Black Lives Matter. And then he challenges LeBron James to match the reward money because he's saying, if you're going to be outspoken about the police, you should definitely be outspoken when it's time to support the police in matters such as these. And we hope that you match the reward money, which is around, I think, $100,000.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought we agreed we're tired of police instigating.
Yeah.
Right? Like, on all fucking levels. What are you doing being a city leader trying to aggravate what is essentially another city leader? And you purposely chose one of another color, of another... Like, you went catty corner what you are on purpose.
Right.
This is disgusting behavior, dude. Is this where we are? Like, this is where we're at? Like, and then you have to wonder why with that representation, two cops randomly got shot? You're going to fuck with... an American Black hero in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And then you're going to wonder why two cops got shot.
Well, here's the thing, though. Mind you that these conversations, these
I'm
actions...
I'm thoroughly upset.
I'm super pissed about it. Villanueva is a cunt. So all of this, mind you, is stemmed from a single occurrence where an unknown assailant for unknown reasons at this time walked up to a sheriff's vehicle and attempted, presumably, to kill them.
Let's do this. I'm going to tweet LeBron tonight. LeBron. Oh,
this is going to go well.
I'm opposed to the idea, but I encourage you to match the reward under one circumstance. That if he is not found, it's your job, Villanueva. Instead of you trying to gamble my paycheck, why don't you gamble your fucking job on what you can do?
That's a great rebuttal, I think.
Right?
Yeah.
Put your job on it, bitch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? You're going to be the sheriff who let a cop killer get away. Well, the cops didn't die, but a cop killer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he set out to do, right? Like, that was his intention?
That's presumably. Again, we don't know the motives. We don't know the intention. We don't know anything. If you approach
two people in a car and you blast them, one of them got blasted in the face, his intention was to kill him.
That's what I would presume as well.
Right? I don't know his motivation. You're right.
My whole point of that is that Villanueva is now going on this circuit and drawing up police support as if this act was in response to the anti-police rhetoric that he presumably occurred.
How fucking pathetic are you to challenge a basketball player to pay for a job you can't accomplish?
Yep.
I'm all about like the hard line. Let's boil it all down. Let's not fuck around. Let's figure. You're essentially, I mean, I would say asking, but challenging an athlete to pay for your fucking investigation. Why don't you find witnesses? Why does he have to put up whatever money to get people to speak? You know what happens when you put up huge rewards? People tell lies.
That's true.
People want that reward.
Yep.
Dude,
yeah, dude's a cunt, right? I'm going to move on, but it's funny. I want to touch upon my use of the word cunt because it was on the Rambling Alcoholics podcast. They were asking us, like, what's our favorite, word? I think it was you who said, cunt. Was it he said cunt?
Yeah, it's definitely one of my favorite words.
And I was thinking about it because I said motherfucker, and I was like, okay, why is cunt such an awful word? And I was thinking about it, and it's what do you call the consonants?
All right.
They're hard consonants.
Consonants, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The letter C, K, the N, and the T. Now, motherfucker, it all just kind of rhythmically
moved. It does, you're right. I think that's why one's American and one's proper English.
Yeah, you think of shit, you think of fuck. Those are all, they kind of flow. But the word cunt is such a, like a dagger of a word.
Yeah.
So I reserve that one now. So now when I'm like, if I call someone a cunt, it's because that's like the worst possible detrimental thing I can call you because of those hard consonants.
I like it because it still gets the reaction of a curse word.
Okay, good. Yeah.
You can say fuck and people are just like, oh, well, he cusses. But you say cunt, people are like, whoa, bro. it's like the first time you hear your kid say ass. You're like, dude, who fucking told you could say ass?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I
reserve it. So, I say Donald Trump is a cunt. Mike Pence, you motherfucker. You bitch. Stuff like that. It's different.
I had a quick question, but one just came to mind.
Yeah.
How, dude, I got to tell you, I appreciate you so much. How exhausting or testing or patience building is it trying to walk me through a story and I just got something to say and you're like, I'm not done, but like resilience, dude.
I just give you a heads up because I know you got something you want to get it out, but I'm putting a bookmark saying, hey, we got a bookmark. We're going to pick back up.
I'm glad you can do that. Cause my thing is if I don't get it out, I forgot,
And it's valuable. It's just those trinkets.
And if you don't mind, I'm going to reserve my right to do the original quick question.
Okay, we'll save it.
Is it still are we allowed Chinese finger traps? Oh. Is it still Chinese finger traps or I know we give up Oriental. I don't know why we give up Oriental, but I know I'm not allowed to say Oriental no more. Are they just finger traps? Do we give credit to anybody who Chinese finger traps? What are we doing with that?
I think the Chinese finger trap is a work of art. And because it's a work of art, it should be given due respect to where it came from. Yeah, still Chinese, like a Chinese.
But you can't say it's a finger trap from China. You can't do that.
I would recommend not.
All right, thanks. I'm just trying to figure it out, dude. As a cis white guy, like nobody wants to hear nothing from me. You know what I mean?
What does cis mean? I've been seeing this going around because of J.K. Rowling. And
cisgendered. Cisgendered white guy to top it on. So I believe cisgendered means that you're of the gender you're born in. So I'm a male and I'm into the gender that would be expected of me to be into, which is female. So cisgendered is a straight white male or a cisgendered white male. Sorry, a straight male is a cisgender male. A cisgender female is a straight female. We're like basic bitches now. Like, if you're not into like I'm into weird shit, dude. Don't get me wrong. Like, I do some freaky stuff. But like, if I'm not into fuck, dude, I feel gentle walking on, like, I could really feel the weight of these eggshells. They're not on the floor. They're above my shoulders. But like, if you're not into, oh, how about this? So like, somebody was called transphobic because they had admitted that they weren't into making love to a trans person. And they're like, you're transphobic. And it's like, no, I'm just not into that. I'm like, no, you're transphobic. Like, so when I grew up, you weren't homophobic if you didn't want to have sex with a homosexual.
Same sex, right.
Yeah, you just were homophobic if you were like a bigot or you were mean or you were afraid of like gay people.
Right.
I almost said homos. Fuck, I said it. But you know what I mean? Like, you're not transphobic if you don't want to make love to a trans person, right? Or are you?
No, I think no,
I'm canceled on so many levels this episode.
I think you're right. I mean, just because you're not into that doesn't make you, you know,
right?
A hateful person.
So are like gay people who won't have sex with straight people, are they heterophobic?
I guess. According to that logic.
No, we don't agree. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, according to that logic, I suppose.
Anyways, dude, yeah. I'm sorry. COVID-19. Nancy Pelosi created it. Trump 2020.
Stop hate for profit movement. So, today, there was a number of celebrities that decided not to post on their social media, specifically Instagram, as a way to stop hate for profit. So more than a dozen celebrities, including Kim Kardashian West, Katy Perry, Michael B. Jordan, and Ashton Kutcher, said they were going to participate in a 24-hour Instagram freeze.
And nobody gave a fuck. Sorry,
nobody gave a fuck. Because they're saying it's in protest of Facebook's repeated failures to address hate speech and election disinformation on their platforms.
How weird is this?
They asked Instagram users to join them in a 24-hour freeze during which they would put up a message about the damage Facebook does and refraining from posting on the platform today, Wednesday.
How are they going to put the message up?
I think like the day before or the day after.
Oh, okay. So they're going to, let's all post in unison the day before to not post the next day.
Yep.
Weird.
Ridiculous. Go ahead. Let it out. It's stupid. It's horrible. Yeah,
I just don't buy it.
Facebook
anymore.
Jail. Facebook jail lasts longer than that.
Dude, it's not their fucking responsibility. I've like really been looking into this idea of making social media platforms utilities, right? Like,
right.
Like in the same sense of water or electricity, whatever. It's not the electric company's responsibility to figure out if you're a fucking Nazi or not. You know what I mean? Like Facebook doesn't have the right to censor people, just like you and I don't. Just right. Like senators and fucking congressmen don't. Just like presidents aren't supposed to. Like, it's so gross that we live in this world where you're forced to be a part of the machine for possible, you know, future profit. I don't know how many comedians I see say things, and comedians have a way of wearing their heart in their sleeve. And I go, oh, you don't mean what you're saying. You're just saying this because if you say the other thing, you might not get a job in the future. You know, it's this virtue signaling. But yeah, like,
this is exactly what it was.
Who, like, why does that Sacha Baron Cohen, who's the other punked, that guy that you said?
Oh, Ashton Kutcher.
Why does he think he should be able to get to tell people who should or shouldn't talk?
Well, here's my thing. You can be an advocate for what you believe in. Absolutely. But being an advocate, like you said, in regards to freedom of speech. Now, Facebook does have a responsibility in some aspects. But when it comes to freedom of speech, the freedom to exchange thoughts, perspectives, theories, so on and so forth, even if they're ones that we completely disagree with, you should not be able to censor them. You should not do that. And for this continuing, like you said, pressure to understand or to be on our side and put our celebrity weight behind that is completely incorrect in driving that dialogue about freedom of speech and how to responsibly discuss your perspectives.
Here's my stupid ultra paranoid foresight.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about this as Americans, right?
Yep.
Facebook's global.
Right.
So America's supposed to tell Facebook what to do. What happens when China tells Facebook what to do? What happens when Germany tells Facebook what to do? What happens when Venezuela tells Facebook what to do? And what happens when they tell each other what to do about the other ones?
I think those are independent business relationships, different arrangements.
But they're not. Facebook's global.
Well, yeah, Facebook is global, but they have to operate within, you know, like if Facebook is operating under China's rules, then they have to go in accordance to, you know, China's censorship and all that other fun stuff.
But that's I don't think that's entirely true. I don't think that's what's happening. I think in a lot of those countries, they have knockoffs of what we have.
And, oh, of course.
And then to continue to extrapolate, like investigations. Like what happens when America tells Facebook what to provide, like what information on us to give America? And then what happens when other countries do the same thing? Like,
I agree.
You can't do that. But I guess they're not, the celebrities aren't asking that, right? They're asking Facebook to govern itself. So my bad.
They're asking Facebook to, you know, really step up to the plate and, you know, oversee what information is being exchanged.
Like, the way they see it.
Yeah.
In line with their beliefs. They're not asking Facebook to govern itself with views that oppose them.
I think yes and no. I think you're right in some aspect, but other aspects it's more of like, look, if you know this is a lie, this is a lie, take it down. You know, a lie is a lie, a fact is a fact.
It gets touchy, brother. It gets touchy.
I totally agree. So that's why I'm just kind of like, okay, let's continue this conversation, but stop hate for profit movement by freezing Instagram for a day. That's not fucking working. You know, Ashton Kutcher, when you testified before Congress, that was working. You know, Kim Kardashian West coming to the White House, that's working. Fucking what's his name? Damn it. I was on a roll.
I wouldn't even
too.
Say Ashton Kutcher's worked. I would say Kim's did.
Well, it doesn't matter if it worked or not, but the fact that you're going through you're going through what you're supposed to do, contact your congressperson, get engaged with the political system. If you don't like something, say something. The recent host of The Daily Show?
Yeah, Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart.
Phenomenal work. Awesome human being.
Exactly.
World is a better place with him.
And then that's what I mean. If you're going to be
except
a celebrity,
he's Jewish. I'm just kidding.
If you're going to be a celebrity and you're going to throw your weight behind something, by all means, go ahead. That's your choice. But do so in a way that's meaningful and in a way that is going to really genuinely step up to the plate. 24 hours Instagram free. Get the fuck out of here with that. Like I said, Facebook jail lasts longer than that. You got to be shitting me.
You know what's funny is I was having this thought about how actors, when the phone calls stop coming in, they immediately go to activism. Like once they don't get no more work, boom, I'm an activist. Like just to be back at the front line, you know, at the top of everybody's Twitter. Like Alyssa Milano, shut the fuck up. Ashton Kutcher, like,
who's the boss is getting rebooted? I think.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And you have uber conservative. Who's the boss? That guy, Tony Montana, whatever the fuck his name is. You have uber liberal Alyssa Milano. They both can't be on the show.
Right.
So if her like newfound activism, because 3 years ago she was a Dodger girl.
Mm-hmm.
The world wasn't much better. But if he's not on the show now, it's just going to be proof positive that, hey, dude, scream some fucking liberal shit and you might get your show back from the 80s that fucking blew.
Like Cobra Kai. Hey.
No, Cobra Kai's great! And I'm pretty sure that guy is not... I don't know. Have you been watching it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Daisy finished it.
Dude, awesome. I stand... All right. Am I ridiculous and saying best reboot of all time?
You know what? I think you might be right because that shit was practically flawless.
Right? And wasn't it so indicative of our time? The fact that he was, I don't want to say slightly bigoted, but extremely bigoted and slightly expressive. Like, just it just was it, everything was right. Like the landlord fucking with the rent, the cheap marketing, the vengeance. Like, it just it's. I was like, that's exactly this is the world we live in. Like, they nailed it. They fucking nailed it. Except none of us do karate.
Yeah, we clearly that's the one thing that we need to do in our lives.
No,
we just start like settling arguments in the street. Like, you know what? Fuck you. Let's do some karate.
I've been doing that my whole life, minus the karate part.
Yeah.
You know, I actually get excited when somebody like stands in a karate or a taekwondo pose. I go, oh, you have no idea of safety.
can we, I'm going to jump to a, you know what, before we get to, you know what, it's only
do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
You know what? Can we all just agree that karate is the lowest respected form of martial arts now?
Oh, I don't know if we all can, because
you can't go up to somebody like, hey man, don't fuck with me. I know karate. No one takes you serious, man.
Yeah.
No one. Daisy said, well, at least it's not Taekwondo. Well, I looked straight in the eye. I was like, fuck you. I took Taekwondo.
Can I air five her for Taekwondo? Because that was my rebuttal.
Look, I was a yellow belt, bro.
No, dude, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying
that I was a badass. I could have been Cobra Kai.
Luke, okay, Taekwondo, you're right, is a scarier word than karate.
There you go.
If you're in a street fight and you say, I know Taekwondo, you will earn more respect. Here's the problem with Taekwondo. The rules are so silly that if you get in a fight, so here's my thing about fighting. You have to know when you're safe.
Yeah.
I know when I'm safe if I'm outside. Taekwondo cats, they never know when they're safe because they don't expect you to punch them in the face.
That's a problem.
Because they're like, it's punches to the chest and kicks to the head. And I'm like, yeah, I live outside your contract. But, you know, I don't. Oh, okay, here, how about this? Let's do this. Forget about karate. Forget about Taekwondo.
Got it.
It's Aikido, the one Steven Seagal does.
Isn't that what like, fucking Wesley Snipes does too?
I don't know, but it is. Look, go back and watch one of their movies. It's dumb as fuck. If I punch you, you're going to be able to flip me over your fucking head? No, bro, you're not. I'm just going to pull my arm back and knee you in the stomach or something. This is
so
like,
you're,
I'm going to.
So you're saying that you would win in a fight with Steven Seagal?
Oh, today?
Let's say 92 Steven Seagal.
I was 7. You can't get old. You can't get 92 Seagal without 92 motion. If you're saying 92 Seagal 2020, no. In 2020, I would fuck him up. In 92, he would fuck up 7-year-old motion. Absolutely.
Okay.
Have you seen him?
Glad we clarified that. He looks like my dad, dude.
Did you know he was a fat rapist?
I knew he was fat. And potentially a rapist, but...
Yeah, no, apparently he's Weinstein of the fucking, what did we say, Aikido world.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, he was a terrible dude.
Well, in this case, still is. He's still alive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I will fuck him up. Hey, listen, if you're Steven Seagal, if you're listening to this, I'll fuck you up, you fucking fat piece of You know what?
Hey, you know what? Since you know what,
I was gonna hit you with the you know what.
Just go ahead and move to you know what. I had one more story, but we'll save it for next week.
Oh, I thought we were going to you know what.
Well, I was jumping to you know what, but since I was just saying it in conversation, I was gonna come back to stories, but we're past that. The ship has sailed. Let's continue.
My bad, dude.
No, my bad. Continue.
Your patience is you turned me on to that. You shouldn't. Don't encourage me.
Too late.
Is it? You know what? It's got to be fucking exhausting pointing out all the not funny in the world, right?
That sounds tiresome, yes.
Like people who go out of their way to tell someone, like, that's not funny. Like
that person just needs to be removed. They're like the common housefly of people. Well,
my first question is, do you live in the world of funny? Do you work in comedy? Do you entertain people?
Oh yeah, like, yeah. Who gave the official authority?
Yeah, to you? I don't go up to like guys building houses and go, that's not housely. Like, what the fuck do you do for a living, bro? Like, but seriously, like to take time out of your day to tell someone that they weren't being funny. Do you do that? Are you like racist? You do that to like a certain race of people, or do you do that to everybody? Or like, is it your bigotry coming to float? Like, how is it that you manage, how do you decide to tell someone that they're not being funny when there's a whole lot of not funny fucking shit going on around us?
Yeah, I think that's incredibly insightful to finding humor in the world. People find humor as a coping mechanism. And for someone to come out and be like, oh, that's not funny. I'm like, fuck you, dude. You're like, this is my perspective of funny. And I think that shit's hilarious.
And to be fair, you should acknowledge the fact that your statement isn't funny too. Because you're not being funny saying that's not funny. You should say, I have something not funny to say. Well, you said it's not funny. Right? Like, yeah. If you're going to go around, I didn't say, or a friend of mine, sorry, this is a story about someone else, didn't say, I'm being funny, and then said their statement, and then this person went, that's not funny. If they said something, then you said, you're not funny. So like, nobody identified themselves here as funny, and you didn't identify yourself as not funny. You for sure didn't say something not funny. I took a shot. I mean, my friend took a shot. God. You guys, the story's about me.
Should it be more accurate for someone to say, like, look, that was really distasteful?
Yeah, but that's not what happened. Because it wasn't distasteful. Or just offensive. That's offensive.
Okay, yeah, that's accurate. Except I hearken back really quick to, you know, when Kobe Bryant died and that one comedian went on that tangent and got all kinds of shit for it. You know, that might have been funny to him. Sure, so in that case, it is funny. But it was definitely distasteful and, you know, not classy.
And here's my bottom line belief.
Yeah.
I'm offended by people who get offended.
That's true. That's
it. I am. It thoroughly offends me when you get offended by words. Like, if I throw a pie offensive. In your face and you go, that offends me, I'll go, you know what, you got me. But if I use words, you're right. And you're like, my energy is spoiled by your words, like, fucking grow up.
That's true. That's a good one.
Sorry.
I got one, you know what, but you got any more?
I don't think I do.
Okay. I only have one. Awesome. Hey, you know what?
What's that, brother?
A gender reveal is not something to be celebrated and is the antithesis of where we should be going regarding gender.
Exactly! Now,
the amount of parents upset about not getting the gender they wanted are the same fucks who are upset about not getting what they wanted for Christmas. Assholes. That's it.
No, you're fucking right. You're absolutely right. Like, you hit the nail on the head. Gender reveals is us regressing against the gender movement.
Yes, it's exactly regression.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Because this whole thing goes back to, you know, the fucking fire that started. And it's like, first I was going to talk about how, like, oh, we have this desire to be bigger and better with everything. Like, yeah. But I was like, wait, why are we doing gender reveals anyways? Like, why is the gender of a child being celebrated? I mean, let's just celebrate that we're having, let's have a good old fashioned baby shower. Celebrate the fact that, you know, everyone's happy and the woman's got the glow going and we'll get some free diapers because those are fucking handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, when it's like, I've seen the videos where it's like, oh, the cake was pink and the dad gets upset. We talked about this not too long ago.
Yeah.
Where that guy got all pissed off that he got another girl and he was all pouty.
Hey, you know what? I thought about it later. I think she was fucking someone else. It's probably not even his kid. Tell him not to trip.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. It's not even yours.
Yeah, no, but you're absolutely, you nailed, like, you penned it perfectly. I had this, I was thinking the same thing. Like, the gender reveal celebration is the exact opposite of what we've been talking about. Like, yeah. It's NorCal, dude. They're fucking idiots up there, dude. There's too much weed or something. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Ah. That's all I got. I just had that when I pulled that one out. I was like, yeah, that sounds accurate.
So how do you feel, brother? Are you leaving the state anytime soon? What's going on? Are you setting roots in California for life?
I'm thinking about Venus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about, the planet.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm not thinking about nothing. That's actually,
Mars isn't ready yet. And Venus, you know, because I got the penis.
Yeah.
As always, want to thank you all for joining us here in Pantown. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do and want to become a short sponsor, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance and we'll advertise whatever the fuck you want us to advertise. But lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity.
Love y'all.